This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when the markets are just roaring. The Dow up, it's close to 400 points. Actually, it's more than 400 points. It's 408 points as of the moment. Almost 32,000. The market seems to be terribly encouraged by the idea that Chuck Schumer says they're going to pass a great big, very, very expensive COVID-19 stimulus bill. Now, the fact that the markets like it doesn't mean that Americans should like it. Al Tehu has a terrific piece today just slamming the whole stimulus bill as a clunker. It's Mitt Romney. And Mitt takes that bill apart. We will share that with you. There's also talk about the Biden administration doing a new domestic terror law. And there are a bunch of people on the left and on the right who are saying this is unnecessary and maybe unconstitutional. We will cover that. We have a new shout out about the destructive impact of public employee unions and what the teachers' unions are getting wrong, and also the way that police unions made it more difficult to weed out bad cops like Derek Chauvin, who produced a national crisis by his knee on the neck of George Floyd. We'll talk to Phil Howard, who's taking a look at that, and all kinds of questions about the Biden administration that are being raised by people left, right, and center. And a piece from some of his left-wing sympathizers, which is fascinating to look like, about their upset about the slow start for the Biden administration. Really? I think for a lot of conservatives, it seemed faster than it should be, with the emphasis on executive orders and immediate change and killing the Keystone Pipeline and what have you. It's fascinating to go into that liberal point of view for just a moment. And then also, speaking about the liberal point of view, there's a collection of truly nasty things that the left said about Rush Limbaugh, who, by the way, died just a week ago. I know it seems longer than that, but it was a week. And those comments, it seemed to me, highlight some of the fundamental differences between people on the left and people on the right, which we will get into on the Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. First off, the stimulus bill. Because what Mitt Romney writes today in the Wall Street Journal is exactly right. He says that the $1.9 trillion bill is a clunker. His word. It would waste hundreds of billions of dollars, do nothing meaningful to get kids back to school, and enact policies that work against job creation. The Congressional Budget Office's recent analysis of the plan found that more than a third of the proposed funding, $700 billion, wouldn't be spent until 2022 or later, undermining the administration's claim that the massive price tag is justified for urgent pandemic-related needs. In other words, the whole sell job on this thing has been, it's an emergency. It's a rescue. We need it. Our economy is in dire straits, and this bill will save everybody and save everything. Okay, how does it do that if a lot of the money isn't spent, some $700 billion, so a third of it? It isn't spent until next year. And this year has just begun. Are they still assuming we're going to be having a COVID crisis and an economic crisis relating to the pandemic? That's still going to be going on in November and December and January of next year? Is that what this spending schedule means? And if they can't do better than that while spending this amount of money, then what is the point? The Biden stimulus, writes Mitt Romney, is unsound economic policy. High unemployment isn't the result of too little money in Americans' pockets. It's because of the pandemic. Sending out checks won't get consumers back into restaurants, bars, salons, malls, hotels, or airplanes. Near record levels of savings are evidence that consumers are able to spend. In other words, right now, why is it that in the midst of this economic hard time, and it's been a difficult time, and people have been very worried about it, why are people putting more money in their savings account and their investments? And the answer is because you can't spend it the way you normally would. Since this whole pandemic began, since March, we haven't sat down in a restaurant anywhere. We've gone out a couple of times and picked up food and brought it home. But I am sure there are people who are listening to me who haven't gone to movies, to restaurants, certainly not on trips. You may remember that once upon a time I used to travel a lot. And I'd travel with my family, I'd travel for lectures, I'd travel for events like CPAC, which is going on this weekend. But you know what? In the midst of a pandemic, it's different. And Mitt Romney is exactly right. There's nothing about just sending money to people that's going to say, okay, well, now I feel good about traveling. Especially if you go to various places, you have to be quarantined. You have to be locked up for weeks at a time. When COVID is finally in the rearview mirror, writes Mitt Romney, they will come roaring back, those businesses. Congress should target assistance to those who need it and help speed the delivery of vaccines. Not borrow hundreds of billions more to check items off a political wish list, deepening the nation's debt and risking inflation. He points out that one of the worst things in the bill is all of the money. It's $350 billion. $350 billion is supposed to be going to states and cities to help them with their expenditures. And this is something I didn't realize. And thank you, Senator Romney, for bringing it up. J.P. Morgan found that 21 states had revenue increases during 2020. Did you hear that? They're collecting more in taxes in 21 states. Other states drew on rainy day funds, which is what they are there for in the first place. Only a few were in severe financial distress. New York is one example. Illinois is always in financial distress. The same is true of cities and counties. Some are hurting, but the great majority aren't. Most local tax revenue comes from property taxes, which are far less volatile than sales or income taxes. Sending out hundreds of millions of dollars to states and localities regardless of need is both wasteful and harmful. It would create incentives for mismanagement that got some states into fiscal trouble in the first place. Yeah, including Andrew Cuomo's New York and including J.D. Pritzker's Illinois. The Biden stimulus calls for $170 billion for education, yet has no realistic plan to reopen K-12 schools. Further, of the $80 billion that Congress has already authorized for education, $68 billion hasn't been spent yet by schools or universities. Okay, this deserves further attention. We also deserve further attention with the ongoing problem of public employee unions, particularly the teachers' unions. We'll be speaking coming up to Philip Howard about that, and then more about, are American cows really, really different from other cows? New scientific study says so. How? We'll get to that on the MedVed Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And now you can get the best sheets ever for the best price ever. When you buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheet sets, you'll get another one absolutely free. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must-read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics, in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks, a sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved Show, talking about the ongoing debate about the Biden administration, its achievements, its priorities, and the fact that there are voices on the left that are now being raised, angry voices, about the Biden administration. Not so much because they're moving to the right, but because they're not moving. That also goes along with a poll that says a significant number of Americans believe that Joe Biden is mentally unable to handle the job. That's not good news for a brand new administration still trying to complete its record in its first 100 days. Look, it seems to me is no doubt that if they are going to get through this stimulus bill, there's going to have to be a deal of some kind with some of the conservatives in the U.S. Senate and in the U.S. House who are concerned about the excess spending in this bill. And we've talked a great deal the last couple of days about some of the things that it's spending on. It's spending $750 million on world hunger. Now, that's a nice thing, sure. But what does that have to do with immediate coronavirus relief and stimulus and rescue here in the United States? That is a big deal. Concerning the Biden plan and Mitt Romney's, I think, devastating response to it, we're just talking right before the break about how there's $68 billion that hasn't been spent for some of the emergency aid that's already been granted to schools and universities, partially because many public schools are still at least partially closed. Stunningly, the Congressional Budget Office says only 4% of K-12 spending in the Biden bill would actually occur this year. Okay, in other words, this is the same problem we were talking about before, that of the education spending, you can't say that we need this education spending to open up schools, because 96% of it wouldn't even get to the schools until 2022. So what you're finding here is an excuse for lots and lots of spending, which of course people on the left tend to like. You know why? Because at the core, the left believes that government can be trusted to spend money well more than you can. Why else would you want to do something like that? In other words, to have great, great expenditures for education, $170 billion, of which the great majority of it won't even be spent until 2022. Or later. They also find that there are labor and education funds in the bill. This is the Congressional Budget Office, nonpartisan, that would remain unspent in 2029. That's after a potential Biden second term. If the administration is unable to make good on its commitment to get students back to the classrooms 5 days a week, writes Mitt Romney, in his first 100 days, which the president has promised, the unspent money should be given directly to students and parents to spend on tuition at schools that are open or on tutors, summer programs, or homeschool efforts. We can't let unreasonable demands by teachers' unions keep schools closed that can safely reopen. And then he concludes this way. He says, Senate Republicans will support whatever's needed to expand COVID testing, to accelerate vaccine delivery, and to support health providers. We will likewise support robust assistance for those who have been crushed financially by the pandemic, including by losing their jobs. A group of us proposed a $618 billion compromise measure that matched President Biden's proposed health and vaccine funding, extended enhanced federal unemployment benefits, provided economic relief for those with the greatest need, and included nutrition funding, small business assistance, and resources to get children safely back to school. We've shown a willingness to compromise, writes Senator Romney. And they have, which the president and Democratic congressional leaders have yet to reciprocate. It's a problem. And again, what is it based on? It may be the fact that the Democrats had stored up frustration from the last 4 years, particularly from the first 2 years of President Biden's term, because in those first 2 years, remember, the Republicans controlled both houses of Congress. So now, all of a sudden, they have control of the two houses of Congress by the smallest measure possible. So there is all of this pressure. Hey, Joe, you got to get going. You got to do it. You got to take care of things. And pressure from the left is become an intense factor for the Biden administration. There is a piece in Politico which actually surprised me, because it shows you what a different world people on the left live in. And the piece is by Sam Stein, Politico's White House editor, and he says, for the past few weeks, Democrats have comforted themselves about the slow clip of the Joe Biden's cabinet confirmations by noting he was on track to get all of his nominees confirmed. The solace now appears misplaced, with near attendance prospects of heading the Office of Management and Budget looking increasingly bleak. Yeah, the Congressional Black Caucus I mentioned yesterday wants her replaced, because she's going to have trouble getting confirmed, with a woman who has been appointed her deputy for that job, named Shalanda Young, who is herself another, would be another African-American cabinet-level appointment. So just watch for Neera Tanda to be withdrawn. And he says, just 9 Biden cabinet nominees have been confirmed so far, compared to 14 for Donald Trump at the same point in his presidency. And is that because President Biden had uncontroversial cabinet appointments? No, it's because President Biden had real control of the Senate, where these people get confirmed. There was a real Republican majority. And right now, there's not a real Democratic majority. There's an ability by Democrats to tie, and then, if necessary, Kamala Harris provides a deciding vote. But Biden compares poorly by other measures, too, writes Politico. Obama had signed a signature bill into law, the deathless and important Lilly Ledbetter Act. Remember what a fuss they made about that? Biden has only signed one of far lesser reach, a waiver to allow the Pentagon chief, Lloyd Austin, to serve. Obama's stimulus package was passed on February 17th. Biden's COVID relief bill is on track to reach his desk no sooner than March 14th. So, basically, they're already declaring surrender, disaster, because nothing has been done. We'll talk about unions' contribution to that coming up.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will sign an executive order on Wednesday aimed at boosting the nation's supply chain during the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
Creating more resilient supply chains is an opportunity for our country to come together to create well-paying jobs for workers across our country.
White House economist Samira Fazili telling reporters the United States must stop lurching from crisis to crisis when supplies of essential goods run low. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says renewable energy is not the solution to the state's power problems.
Even though I work with the governor and the speaker, we're all in this together, I'm personally taking this on my back as the president of the Senate, where the legislation will, as well as the House, come through. Well, no nonsense, no excuses. We got to fix this.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And on the Michael Medved show, please welcome back to the show a longtime friend, somebody that I literally have known since college, and that's a long time ago. And his name is Phil Howard. Philip K. Howard is the author of the enormous and influential bestseller, The Death of Common Sense. His most recent book is Try Common Sense, Replacing the Failed Ideologies of Right and Left. And he is a well-known bipartisan, nonpartisan, above-partisan leader in the drive to reform and clean up the mess that is known as government. And right now, he has a piece in USA Today, which is eye-opening and deeply relevant, called Out of Control, Why Public Employee Unions Don't Serve the Public's Best Interests. We've posted our website at michaelmedved.com. Phil, great to talk to you again.
Great to be with you, Michael.
Well, thank you. One of the things that you talk about in this talk about public employee unions, you talk about teachers' unions and some of the problems they've created. But what is really eye-opening to me is you bring up how public employee unions were really responsible for a gigantic crisis last year involving our police departments. What does that have to do with police unions?
It's a really serious problem. The police union contracts basically make it impossible to get rid of bad cops. So just to give an example, the person who choked George Floyd for 9 minutes, resulting in riots in Seattle and Portland, everywhere else in the country, was a guy who would have been kicked off the force in any normal, in any normal organization. He'd had 18 complaints against him, over the years. He was tightly wound. He just couldn't control himself. He shouldn't have been on the, on the streets with an armed weapon and being able to do things like that. It just wasn't appropriate to that job. And yet nobody could get rid of him. And it turned out that Minneapolis, where this happened, had something like 2,700 complaints against the cops in the last 8 years. They resulted in a grand total of 12 acts of discipline and no terminations. 2,800. You know, it's like the teachers union, right? In California, you got 300,000 teachers, and they can only get rid of two in any given year for not showing up on the job.
Yeah, it is shocking. And now to move over to teachers, most teachers are dedicated. They do a great job. There are other teachers, and they're kind of always have been, but particularly recently, who are preoccupied with other things. They will go on, put on TV in the classroom. There have been lots of exposés about that. What can we do to reduce what has been the constantly growing power of these public employee unions, which seem to be able to stand up to any countervailing government pressure?
Right. And just to be clear, it's not just a problem of bad teachers. If everyone knows that job performance doesn't matter, it kills the culture of an organization. If the people on your radio show knew it didn't matter what kind of job you did, it wouldn't be a very good radio show. You know, people need to have trust that everybody else is working hard and doing their best. And so you really kill the culture of schools by having these 200-page contracts that not only make it impossible to get rid of people, but also dictate exactly how they do their jobs. And so they don't serve the public interest. And now they won't even go to work. You know, it's been a year, right, since COVID. And schools all over the world have been open for at least this year, but not in America. And so what I argue in this piece is that because they're so politically powerful, 15% of the workforce works for government, that the only way to deal with this is constitutionally. And at this point, it doesn't matter who you elect as mayor or as governor, because they're bound by all these union contracts. And that's a constitutional problem. Democracy doesn't work.
Well, and that's another aspect of this whole thing, is that states like California and New York and Illinois are just killed financially because of the pensions they
literally
unions.
20,000 people in Illinois getting 100 pensioners getting $100,000 a year. That's $2 billion every year out of the taxpayers.
Oh, wait. Let's let that sink in. There are 20,000 retired public employees, former teachers, cops, whatever, or bureaucrats. There are 20,000 who are getting pensions of more than 100 grand a year?
Yes. Not counting their health care. Yes. And it's incredibly abusive.
And that's a bankrupt state.
It's bankrupt because of that. I mean, it's really... So what happened here is because the unions got so politically powerful that the people running for office would promise anything to get their support, and the anything would be rich pensions that the person who was running for office would not have to pay for. They would kick in 5 years and 10 years. So these contracts, like a snowball going down a hill, have gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. So now people can retire. There's one guy who had like, you know, $300,000 a year of pension.
Okay, this, and what you're saying is the contracts you sign are like after me, the deluge. And after I'm gone from the governorship or wherever, that's when the deluge of big payments come in. So you say that the only way to deal with this is constitutionally. What kind of constitutional change would we need?
There is a provision in the Constitution that's dormant but was very actively debated during the anti-slavery period, you know, the 19th century, called the Guarantee Clause. And it's in Article 4, and it says the federal government will guarantee a Republican form of government in the states. And what the history shows that means is that the states couldn't be run by aristocrats or some cabal that was not accountable to the voters. by Republican form of government means that voters elect somebody, and those people would then have authority to run the state. And what's happened in America is that we elect people, but they don't have the authority anymore because they're bound by these public union contracts. So I argue in this USA Today essay that the public unions, because of the way they've taken over, in effect, state and municipal government, are violating the guarantee clause.
Fascinating. It's absolutely worth reading. It's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. Have you spoken to any legal scholars about, very quickly, your interpretation of the guarantees clause?
Yeah, absolutely. And, I just had a long essay, including a lot about public unions, in the Yale Law Journal. This just came out about a month ago. This argument has never been made. It's never been rejected. But the logic, I think, is compelling. And the scholars, there's no reason why it cannot be accepted. The logic.
Well, and I will tell you, it is so important and so pressing right now. Folks, I hope you will read about this. Take a look at Phil's column, which is at our website at michaelmedved.com. Out of Control: Why Public Employee Unions Do Not Serve the Public's Best Interests. Philip K. Howard always serves the public's best interests. We will be right back on the Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Did Charles Darwin's work impact society for better or worse? Go to discovery.org/medved and get the free digital book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Learn how Darwin actually impacted faith, morality, medicine, criminal justice, and much more. Ideas have consequences. For a limited time, get your free copy of Darwin's Three Big Ideas at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. The important new film, Stars and Strife, looks at the problem of polarization.
Washington today is probably the meanest and most partisan I've ever seen.
America beats the crap out of us, but we love our country.
We've always had partisanship. We've never had this level of dysfunction.
We live in a zero-sum world. We are absolutely convinced that for one side to get ahead, the other side has got to lose.
We have to come together by breaking the habit of contempt.
We've proven as a nation, you give us a mountain to climb, we'll show you how to climb it.
Now available on Starz, Apple TV, YouTube, Vimeo, Google Play. For more information, visit starsandstrife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved Show, one of the aspects of this public employees union problem that people should know about, if public employee unions weren't legal until the 1960s in most states. You weren't allowed to organize and to collectively bargain when you worked for the state. The idea being because you were also voters, it was a political pressure group. And now that all of that changed in 65, 66, 67, all the states went over and authorized the public employee unions, there's been some very serious results. We will do more on this as time allows. Let me go to Yehuda, who's calling in from New York City.
Michael, happy Purim.
Thank you. Thank you. Chag Sameach to you.
So my point I wanted to make is as follows. You have, you know, for example, in healthcare, you have the union employees, they pay an initiation fee anywhere between $1 and $200, and then they pay 3.3% on average of their paycheck. And like, you imagine, let's say, in nursing aides and housekeepers, you know, they're not getting paid a lot, and then you have the union president of the local chapter show up in his Range Rover, and he says, I'm here to represent you. I find a major disconnect.
Yeah, now, again, I don't... when you look at some of the public employee unions, for instance, I was just yesterday, I was reading about Randy Weingartner of the American Federation of Teachers, who are, is it the National Education Association? I think it's AFT, I think it's American Federation of Teachers. She was basically talking down private and religious schools, particularly yeshivas, and I'm not sure represents what the bulk of people in her union believe. Certainly doesn't represent the people who teach at some of those schools, which, by the way, have been able to stay open. So the disconnect not only is between the unions and the public interest, it often is between the unions and their own members, which is a basic point you're making, which I think is a terrific point. Listen, all best to you, Yehuda, and thank you for calling in. There is a new survey, and it goes along with an email that we just got. And the email is from Robert in Seattle. And he says, Dear Michael, have you been paying attention to Biden's rambling, halting comments honoring the victims of COVID-19? Do you still maintain that Biden is in command of his mental faculties? Do you still maintain that he is in charge? And this goes along, and I will answer that question in just a moment. This goes along with a headline from Business Insider It's an alarming headline. It says 33% of Americans say Biden isn't mentally sharp enough for the job.
Are you joking? Is this a joke?
According to a new Business Insider poll. And this is a poll that was performed on February 22nd, just the beginning of this week. And it has a 3% margin of error. And when you actually look at the question they asked, they allowed people to classify it in a bunch of different categories. They asked this: how confident do you feel about President Biden's mental sharpness and his ability to do the job of president? And it turns out that 61% say they're confident, which is more than people who voted for Biden. What is interesting is 23% say, oh, we're not at all confident, and then another 11% for a total of 34% say that we're not so confident. Okay, it's obvious that this is a political thing. People who just voted against him, one of the reasons that people dismiss Joe Biden is the idea that, well, President Trump said he doesn't even know he's alive. And look, it's one of those things where I think that for Republicans who want to offer a meaningful opposition to Joe Biden, this is a losing bet. Because when you look at the numbers, 24% say they're extremely confident about Biden's mental sharpness. Another 20% say they're very confident. And then another 18% say they're just somewhat confident. So if you take the somewhat confident and the very confident and the extremely confident, then that adds up to more than two-thirds of the country. It's a lot of people. And it's a foolish debate because his actions, his ability to function as president, is going to depend upon him at least not only appointing good people around him, but actually being able to work with them. And in this poll, they actually make a point, and they say that the poll revealed that Biden, 78 years old, has the support of 61% of Americans when it comes to whether he's up for the job. And it said, the president maintains these numbers despite former President Donald Trump dedicating much of his campaign to depicting Biden as senile, with Trump even going so far as to demand Biden take a cognitive test and that he be tested for performance-enhancing drugs after a stronger debate performance against Senator Bernie Sanders. Those Trump attacks, says Business Insider, ended up inadvertently benefiting Biden by lowering expectations for his speeches and debate performances. But the president's age has left an opening for less hyperbolic questions to linger. What's fascinating to me about this is, wouldn't you think that the people who were older would be more confident about Biden, more sympathetic to him? Actually, it's just the opposite. Of those who are between 18 and 29, the youngest group in the electorate, they overwhelmingly, over 80%, they think Biden's fine. But people over the age 60, it's over 30% who say they are not at all confident. Now, why would that be? Because they're not confident in their own sharpness, and they see that Biden is much older than they are. I mean, he's 78 years old. The point is, it lowers expectations, and I think that's going to be the same effect of some of this Democratic griping. Oh, he hasn't gotten the stimulus passed yet. What's happening in the 100 days? We don't have enough members of the cabinet who are confirmed. Look, I don't expect that Biden's administration is going to ever go down in history as one of the greatest of all time. Same way that when he just did that town hall. There were embarrassing moments in the town hall, but I think both sides on the extremes were wrong. It wasn't a meltdown. It wasn't a total disgrace. It wasn't didn't show that he wasn't all there. He actually responded pretty effectively to the people who were asking him questions. But it also wasn't a brilliant reassuring, inspiring, totally praiseworthy performance. It was Joe Biden, who, by the way, even when he was younger, when he was running for president the first time in 1988, and that's a long time ago. Think about it, it's 32 years ago. Even then, he said goofy things all the time. When he was vice president, he said goofy things all the time. I remember we made fun of him on the show when he was vice president. He talked about watching Franklin Roosevelt on TV when he was a little boy. And the TV didn't exist. Franklin Roosevelt talked to people on the radio. And, okay, this all is one of those things that is going to sort itself out. I don't believe that unless something extraordinarily dramatic happens, and that's part of what they write about in this Politico piece, and they write about it, the public deserves, they say, to be prepared for the unpredictable. They say the biggest threat to the Biden administration is, and they talk about losing control of the Senate. How? They worry about the health of Patrick Leahy. Patrick Leahy is almost 80. He just spent 3 weeks in the hospital. And it turns out that there's a Republican governor of Vermont, right? So that if Patrick Leahy has to leave his Senate seat, now what they're also implying is the other thing is we have a 78-year-old president. And they are worried about health crises for aging Democrats. So even Democrats are concerned. Is it unreasonable to be concerned? Trust but verify. That's the Reagan motto and still a good one for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Judge my physical and mental my physical as well as my mental fitness.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.